And we have a guest in the studio. He is the mayor of Muncie, Indiana, Dan Ridenour. We welcome him. Typically, he would have been in yesterday with me on a regular recurring basis. We appreciate him moving his time. Are we interrupting the flow of the city of Muncie business by having you in here this morning at this time, sir?
The answer would be yes, but it's easily adjusted. It's easily adjusted. I got a little extra sleep because normally I'm here at 7 a.m.
You're always up at 4 or whatever.
Anyway, that is true.
Mayor Ridenour, last weekend was your annual State of the City address. I know you love making speeches. I'm shaking my head because you really would rather just be working and stuff. But it's nice to be in and amongst the people. That room is always at the... That conference is always a warm room and a lot of good, good people in it. How did you feel your presentation went?
Well, I was very pleased to be able to share all the good things that we've had, some of the things that are coming up in 22, and really just the focus on the direction, which the direction for the city that I'm focusing on is a quality of place, which involves mostly parks, but some infrastructure work. But upgrading those parks, putting more green in our city, and then good sound financial management, and then housing. So those are the main three areas that I think we have to focus on as a city, and we'll continue to do so.
Nancy and I live in the Haltman Village, and we went for a short little walk the other day while my staycation was going on. We went to the Haltman Park there, and we walked that path around the water area that's certainly not open yet because it's still winter out there.
That's
but
right.
Gosh, what a nice addition that is to our neighborhood. And so many of those kinds of situations have been dealt with and upgraded and really just updated and made beautiful in the very short amount of time that you've been the mayor.
Well, absolutely. We have focused on parks. We'll have 5 splash pads by the end of 2023 because we will fix TUI. That'll happen this year. And then we have another splash pad that's on schedule to get completed this year. We had Cooley on the southeast side and then Haltman, as you mentioned, on the northwest side.
Mayor Ridenour is my guest. This interview in the studio this morning, obviously possible because COVID has reared down a lot, thankfully. And I'm going... I'm smiling about that. I know a lot of people are too, Mr. Mayor. As you look backwards, is there anything that you might have done as the mayor of Muncie differently or wish that maybe would have gone a different way? Have you thought like that or are you just too busy thinking about moving forward?
Well, I definitely spend most of my time trying to move forward. But as far as COVID, I think we did the right things. We followed state guidance, county health department guidance, and made individual decisions based on that. So I don't know that I would change much on how we handled it. And we're hopefully through it at this point. But I'm pleased with how we handled it.
There's always an emergency looming, folks, whether it's your life or your business or your city or whatever. You kind of sometimes have to just deal with it as best you can at the moment that it is put upon you. The Iron Man 70.3. I understand you will not be participating individually this year from what I'm reading on social media. You're a relay guy now.
That's correct. I'm not doing the 70.3, but I will be doing 13.1, which
That's
is the half marathon that I will be a part of. So we have a team called Three for Muncie. It's 3 City of Muncie employees, myself included. Dustin Clark will be doing the swim portion, our controller. Craig Wright will be doing the bike portion, and I will be doing the run. So we're looking forward to participating.
First
in that.
Saturday in October, sound
it
right?
It is.
I think that's right.
There's
a Ball State home football game that day again, just by chance.
Oh.
I looked at the schedule. That's all right. That's all right. Muncie can handle it. We got hotels.
We got a lot of good people.
TIF districts. There's been so many discussions over time. I've lived in Muncie for 29 years now. And Muncie's no different than other cities. Tax increment financing is the acronym. Just a broad brushstroke of what a TIF district is for our listeners and for me to refresh to make sure we know what that is.
What a TIF district does is it takes the existing product, and I'll just give one that we decided not to put in a TIF district.
Okay.
And there were 7 projects that we did not. We chose not to put in a TIF district. But Gilman's, for example. Mm-hmm. The taxes were very little, And I'm going to make up a number because I don't know what it was off the top of my head. Fair. But we'll just say they were $5,000 because it was a dilapidated, you know. So $5,000. Yeah. The city school, the city general fund to pay police and fire, the schools and MITs and the other local entities would share that $5,000. If you put it in a TIF district, when you build the $3 million complex, the taxes will go up. But the TIF district money, that extra, that $5,000 will stay with those entities, but the extra money goes to the Muncie Redevelopment Commission. I know that we need to grow our general fund in order to pay police and fire and the other city employees. I know our schools need the funds to educate our children. So we purposely did not put Gilman's or Southway Plaza or Store Estates or... let's see if I can do them all off my head.
No, that's okay.
But
that's
there's
okay.
seven projects where we purposely chose not to put those in a TIF district, the Justice Center condos downtown. Uh-huh. $41 million of projects that will now have money going to the general fund and the schools as opposed to being held and controlled by the MRC.
Now, historically, the city of Muncie, more often than not, has been more in favor of honoring a TIF district than not. So... Your stance on this is a bit of a departure from recent history in the city of Muncie. Is that fair to say?
I would say that's fair to say. I think it's a very long-term view, and it's a view for the entire city. That's my personal opinion. It doesn't mean we won't do things, and we are doing things inside TIF districts, but we've not added to any land that's a TIF district.
Mayor Ridenour is our guest. As a business person that lives and works on the south side of Muncie, thank you for what's happening at the Southway Plaza and what's about to occur there. That is going to make a really nice impact to this quadrant of your city.
It will in so many ways, and the public overall is very excited about transforming that shopping center into kind of three different segments. We talked to and were able to get a Washington State, Redmond, Washington, software company. They're going to move and put in 50 jobs. And then another side, they hope to have medical offices. There's already a couple there. There's a dentist and Riley Physicians are there. They hope to expand that. And then a retail side of that shopping center. Then we're going to put restaurants out in the outlots. So that's a very exciting thing. I was surprised at some of the resistance at the council meeting from a few on the council. I know Councilperson Robinson voted against even bringing it up off the table. Did later vote for the ordinance, okay. But there was some resistance. But the public was very clear, and most of the council members were very clear that it's very important for the South Side. It's not going in a TIF district. We're just looking at a tax abatement. So once again, those tax dollars will help pay our police, fire, and other city employees. It's an important project.
Mayor, you mentioned the council, and you used the word some resistance. My read of that was, and maybe I'm incorrect, it sounded like the council members that maybe voted nay to begin with may have been, they didn't feel fully informed about the project or whatever, so they didn't want to vote yes to something they didn't know everything about. Does that sound like what may have transpired?
That's what the concern was that was expressed. I don't necessarily agree with that because the largest Facebook post the city of Muncie has ever had was one that announced this project. It was covered very well by the Muncie Journal, by IPR, by the Star Press. And it was brought out in January. The simple fact is, and Jay Julian is retiring from the chamber this week is his event.
Wow.
But he will tell you and confirm this. But the reason Dollar General is at Marion is because something was released before it was supposed to be released. Danville, Illinois was supposed to get that location, yet it ended up in the company then became angry because somebody released the information. We have known about this since November and have not shared what the project is until the day they told me I could share it. We've talked about that it's an IT. We said that it's an out-of-state owner. They're going to revamp the shopping center. All that ordinance was to create a district that can do a TIF district.
Okay.
And so it should have been cut and dried. I think there was some confusion, but it did come out in January. And I thought there was plenty of coverage that should have explained what was going on in that particular shopping center as soon as I could share it.
Muncie Mayor Dan Ridenour, let's talk about the fire department.
Okay.
Since we last talked, there's been a move of a key person. There's been a retirement of another. Tell us what the lowdown is within the Muncie Fire Department.
Yes. Like a lot of America, the baby boomers are beginning to retire. So Deputy Chief Alan was going to retire, and his time is now over. So he has retired. And
is he working exclusively at Country Charm now?
Is he that, is.
As I thought
he
so.
Is.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
He you can find him at Country Charm at
not
the Muncie
a sponsor,
Mall.
But they have been. Keep going. Sorry.
but we had some discussions with the chief and Chief Miller, and it was decided that it would be good to have a good 2 years with two new leaders in the fire department, and we made the decision to move that direction.
All right, very
so,
good.
So, yeah, Chief Miller was 100% on board and has also put in for retirement.
And
so,
we're not going to get specific here. We could, but we'd take too long on the police side of public safety. So many good things have happened in recent time. They're working so hard. I know they've solved some cases recently very quickly, and I know you couldn't be more proud of what's going on with your department and everybody involved.
Absolutely. Chief Sloan and Deputy Chief Melissa Peace, they've done an incredible job, and Chris Deegan, Deputy Chief, incredible job. We've added employees to the police department. We've had some good success. So they've transformed that. We're very proud of them.
And still seeking applicants for both police and fire,
yes,
right?
Yes, absolutely.
All right,
absolutely.
Mr. Thank you very much. Appreciate the extra time this morning.
My pleasure.
Aaron Ridenour live on WLBC.